Letters to Daniel, Volume 2. Letter 7-8. Unbreakable. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the third month, on the eighth day of the third month. Dear Dan, a little more than a few weeks ago, the Lord led me to intercede on behalf of this nation for its use and purveyance of all things pornographic, except for those considered porn by some, but not by God. This was a burden indeed, and I felt personally guilty throughout the time, even though I was not. The Lord accepted this sacrifice, even from His own Son. After it was over and I began recuperating from the trauma, I observed, and so stated in my heart before the Lord Jesus, that our relationship was unbreakable. I did not speak this aloud, but silently before the Lord. Hardly a week went by when the Lord gave a sign to me about this matter. And I heard a report from about the word unbreakable being spoken in public from a unique and highly unexpected source. It was a news report about a meeting between U.S. President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with the president being quoted as saying that the relationship between the U.S. and Israel was unbreakable. Below is the exact quote and source by MSNBC.com News Services. 5 March 2012, updated at 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time, Washington. President Barack Obama, aiming to head off any premature Israeli strike on Iran, sought to assure Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday that the United States would always have Israel's back, but said there was still time for diplomacy. In a show of unity with an American leader with whom he has had a rocky relationship, Netanyahu said that the White House, that both Israel and the United States stood together on the need to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. For his part, Obama said, "The bond between our two countries is unbreakable." The two men, sitting side by side and smiling at each other in the Oval Office, sought to present a united front in the Iranian nuclear standoff after weeks of mounting concern that Israel would preemptively strike Iran on its own. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.